This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 13th, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The open meeting for the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, June 13th will now come to order. We apologize for the delay. A few scheduling notes. And I apologize in advance to anybody who came out because they particularly wanted to hear about a particular issue that we actually may not be addressing today. There have been a lot of documents flying around the ninth floor in the last 24 hours, and as a result, we're not really ready to discuss some of the issues that we had originally calendared for today. We received a number of drafts, and we want to give serious consideration to the issues that are raised there, but can't do it on less than 24 hours notice. So we are going to be holding over the discussion of the draft interpretive rule on reporting ultimate payees of political committee disbursements to the next meeting, as well as the discussion of the OGC enforcement manual. There are already a number of documents on the agenda on that, and there may be more coming. Our council recently prepared a memo for us, which I'm hoping to also be able to make public, at least in a redacted form, because I think it will help to illuminate some of the issues. The audit report on the California Republican Party, I think we're close on, but what we're going to need to do is take a recess so that we can make sure we're all on the same page on that, and hopefully we will be able to resolve that today. Although, as I said, I think we're going to have to take a break in the meeting in order to iron out some language. I believe we can proceed with the draft advisory opinion. So at least somebody in the room will hear what he came to hear. And of course, we can still correct and approve the minutes, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of the minutes for the open session of Thursday, May 9, 2013, as set forth in agenda document number 13-18. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chairman has moved approval of the minutes for the meeting of May 9, 2013, as set forth in agenda document number 13-18. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the motion passes 5-0. The next item on the agenda is draft advisory opinion 2013-03. Sure, we can do a motion on late submitted documents. Why not?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda documents numbers 13-21 and 13-21A. And if I could just put a point of clarity on the, although it's being held in the enforcement manual with all the documents, there's a document from the General Counsel that's a base document, and then we have a base document, and they're not entirely consistent. There were some edits that were made to the General Counsel's document after we had begun editing the first document. So I just want to let the public know that it's not that there are dueling base documents so much as there is a base document where there's been subsequent edits. So to the extent folks read this and they notice differences, that explains the differences. So I appreciate just. I'm not getting to the merits. I just want to let the public know what they're reading. So, with that, I move on the suspension of the rules.
Okay. The Vice Chairman has moved suspension on the rules of timely submission of agenda documents so that we may consider agenda documents 13-21 and 13-21A, although we're not going to consider them today.
No.
But at least they'll be formally in the record, and by the time we consider them, they won't be late submitted documents anymore.
We may have to make another motion later for the California audit. I thought that would, but I guess that's because we're making it. If you
propose yes, well, we don't have the document in front of us yet,
right.
So we can't move anything with respect to that audit. But.
Okay.
I will call the question on the documents we've discussed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. And now we're going to move to Draft Advisory Opinion 2013-03.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
More housekeeping.
Yes, ma'am. I believe the vote will be 4-0 since Commissioner Walther has recused himself.
That is true. Commissioner Walther has recused himself with respect to the advisory opinion, so he left the room. He's not recused with respect to the document, so his chair is turned around. I thought he was hiding over there. Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you.
Although I'm quite sure he has no objection to the documents. Ms. Hayden, let's talk about the AO.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you is Agenda Document 13-20, a draft advisory opinion responding to a request from Erin Bilbray-Cohn. Ms. Bilbray-Cohn is the former executive director and a former member of the board of directors of Emerge Nevada, a nonprofit corporation holding tax-exempt status as a 527 organization. In its efforts to help elect candidates to state and local office, Emerge Nevada raises and spends non-federal funds and trains candidates in a number of subjects, including campaign fundraising. Ms. Bilbray-Cohn is considering running for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2014. In her request, Ms. Bilbray-Cohn asks whether she may serve as a paid consultant to Emerge Nevada after becoming a candidate, specifically providing training to candidates. The draft concludes that Ms. Bilbray-Cohn may serve as a paid consultant to Emerge Nevada as described in the request after becoming a candidate because as a consultant, she would not solicit, receive, direct, transfer, spend, or disburse funds outside FICA's limits and restrictions. The draft further concludes that fees paid by Emerge Nevada for Ms. Bilbray-Cohn's consulting services would not constitute prohibited corporate contributions. We received no comments on the request and one comment on the draft. If the Commission approves an advisory opinion, we request the authority to make technical and conforming changes. Thank you, and I would be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for counsel or discussion on the advisory opinion? I would just note that we did receive a comment that asked us to address potential coordination issues with other persons and who are not party to the request. Those issues we didn't think were raised by the request, and since the questions weren't asked and those folks aren't in front of us, we're not answering them. So but we appreciate the comment. Mr. Vice Chairman.
I don't have any discussion. There's a draft that is on the agenda, which we can support, and I move that we adopt agenda document number, hang on here.
1320,
thank you. 1320.
And authorize technical and conforming amendments?
Yes, I assume that was part of the, I thought that.
I know you did.
You didn't hear it?
I did. That's
Council had already said it, so I thought that was already part of the
I knew you intended that, and that's why I said it. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of agenda document number 13-20, a response to the draft advisory request 2013-03 from Ms. Bilbray-Cohn, and has authorized technical and conforming edits by counsel's office. Is there any discussion on the motion? I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the motion passes 4-0. You can count this time. At this point, I think we're going to take a recess. Let's say till 11:15, see if that gives us enough time to work out language, and then we'll come back and talk about the audit. But if you're here to hear about anything else, that's the only topic left on the agenda at this point is the audit report. Thank you. We stand in recess. Thank you. We apologize for the delay, but the Federal Election Commission is now back in session. We have a brand new and improved blue document. Mr. Vice Chairman, do we have a motion?
Yes, we do. I move to suspend the rules and timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 13-19-A.
Thank you. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Document in front of us is a slightly revised version of the proposed final audit report on the California Republican Party. This is our final audit of the 2008 cycle. We're very happy to finally put that to bed. But we had a few last-minute wordsmithing issues that we had to work out, but I really did want to draw the curtain on 2008 today if we possibly could. So I appreciate everyone's indulgence, and sorry for the delay on that. Do any of the staff wish to make any comments on this audit report? Not so much. Well, we have talked about these issues before. Do any commissioners have any points they'd like to make, or perhaps a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you. I move we adopt agenda document number 13-19-A.
The Vice Chairman has moved approval of the proposed final audit report on the California Republican Party /V8. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the motion carries 5-0. And for the benefit of anybody who's looking, it really was, I think, some minor wordsmithing issues that had to be resolved between the last draft that was on the agenda and the one that we finally voted on just a moment ago. Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters we need to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
In that case, this meeting is adjourned.